From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, Friday Night Lights returns to Allen. But first, a new development in the ongoing battle over the Museum Tower glare. The Board of the Dallas Police and Fire Pension Fund has voted to stop looking for a solution to the glare cast by the tower. The pension fund owns the $200 million residential high-rise in the Arts District, and for years, it's been negotiating with the Nasher Sculpture Center to find a solution to the glare problem, which Nasher officials say is damaging its artwork and gardens. Yesterday, pension board members voted to stop working with a consultant studying ways Museum Tower could be modified to address the glare, and the board directed Museum Tower's sales team to tell potential buyers no modifications to the building are planned. The Dallas Morning News reports that Scott Griggs and Philip Kingston, two city council members on the board, were not there for yesterday's vote. The Nasher Sculpture Center referred calls for reaction to its board president, David Hammersager, who could not be reached. Tomorrow marks the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina's landfall on the Gulf Coast. Thousands of Katrina evacuees headed to Texas. Most went to Houston, but many came to Dallas, and shelters were set up at Reunion Arena and the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center. Laura Miller was Dallas's mayor at the time. Miller told KERA she did not have any sense that Dallas would play such a big role and helping Katrina evacuees.
That was what was most jarring, was all of a sudden you've got this tremendous problem, and then you hear from state officials that busloads of people are coming to your city and they're going to stop here and stay here. And that was a new phenomenon back then. So we really needed a cavernous place to put people, and we quickly also added the convention center to that. I remember walking into Reunion Arena with my children and walking into the ladies' room and all of these mothers having their 10-year-olds standing in the sinks in Reunion Arena to bathe them. They had to do everything that they would normally do in their home suddenly in a sports arena with everybody around them and no peace, no privacy. It was a very stressful situation. I really do have to hand it to the Red Cross and to the city staff who handled the Reunion Arena and the Convention Center, because it was orderly, it was comforting, it was well-managed, lots of volunteers, and that has always been the great thing about Dallas, just taking care of the people who end up here.
Listen to more of today's Friday conversation with Laura Miller on our website. That's at keranews.org. Allen High School has a big case of Friday night football fever tonight. That's because the Eagles are finally back in their state-of-the-art stadium. The $60 million facility closed its doors last year after large cracks were found in the concrete. But about an hour from now, the state champions are kicking off their first home game since repairs wrapped up. Stephanie Kuo reports on how Allen is gearing up.
When Allen High School's Eagle Stadium first opened in 2012, it was met with Texas-sized fanfare. A shimmering $60 million facility for 18,000 roaring fans, a 38-foot-wide high-definition video screen, corporate sponsors, and nearly 200 restrooms. It made national headlines. ESPN called it the Palace of High School Football.
Got everything that you could want in a stadium. When I first read about how many restrooms and concession stands they had, I said, now that's a top-notch facility there.
That was football fan Ken Fratt on CBS 11 back at Eagle Stadium's inaugural game. The stadium was approved as part of a $119 million bond package in 2009, even as some school districts across the country and the state struggled financially. It was a decision that local officials and Eagles superfans defended as a community centerpiece and a source of pride for years to come. But shortly after the stadium's grand opening, people started finding major cracks in the concrete, and the headlines started to change.
Allen High School's $60 million football stadium will be closed for the entire upcoming season.
One online headline called Allen Stadium a $60 million high school money pit.
Deemed dangerous to the public because of cracking concrete.
$59,600,000 taxpayer dollars for a high school football field. Well, guess what? They've had to close it.
Their problems made national news. Allen ISD hired consultant firm Nelson Forensics to investigate. Among other problems, they identified design deficiencies in the stadium's elevated concourse that failed to meet building codes and jeopardized the safety of the structure. Daily class activities were relocated, and the stadium was closed for both public and private use. That meant no graduation ceremonies, no football games, and no practices.
The worst thing was not being able to walk out the door and practice. We were on a bus every day because we bussed over to our old stadium to practice. We bussed over there for off-season. We bussed somewhere else to play.
Head coach Tom Westerberg says while it was inconvenient, the team's morale was untouched. The Allen Eagles ended up taking home the state championship last year, its third consecutive win.
Well, the whole thing that our kids learn real fast is that they don't worry about things they can't control. Had a great group of seniors and a great senior quarterback, so it didn't affect them one bit.
PBK Architects and Poe Construction, who built the stadium, repaired it at no cost to Allen ISD or taxpayers. Crews reinforced the scoreboard and press box with steel to withstand high winds. Metal beams support the concession stands, and steel braces were added at the entry ramps. PBK also doled out $2.5 million in lost revenue and expenses to Allen High. The stadium reopened in time for graduation this past spring, but this is football country. The game tonight marks the stadium's formal reopening, and it will be the first time the players will have played an actual home game since late 2013. Fortunately, a season on the road has made them impervious to pressure. Senior Gregory Little says the team's been practicing hard, like it does for any game.
I feel pretty good. I'm excited right now, and I'm pumped to go play my teammates and get a W.
Senior Levi Owens-Arike says while traveling for away games was certainly fun last year, nothing beats the cheers of the fans at home.
Oh, it's a blessing. I definitely miss it. It's a whole nother level. It puts you in a whole nother zone. It's honestly unexplainable until you actually get in it, so I can't wait for it.
The Allen Eagles play the Denton Geyer Wildcats tonight. Kickoff is at 7:30. For KERA News, I'm Stephanie Kuo.
And finally tonight, who will be crowned the king or queen of fried food at the State Fair of Texas? We'll find out Sunday when the fair names the winners of its annual competition for the best new food. There are 8 finalists in the annual Big Tex Choice Awards, and only 2 will be winners. Will it be the fried lobster served with a lemon butter and champagne gravy sauce? Fried alligator, perhaps? Or maybe it'll be the fried carrot cake. Getting hungry? You can sample these dishes when the fair opens September 25th, just 4 weeks away. This evening brings us partly cloudy skies, low around 76. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny with a high near 94, and tomorrow night much of the same, partly cloudy, low around 75. It's currently 96 degrees in Dallas, 97 in Fort Worth, 89 in Tyler, and 91 in Wichita Falls. You can follow KERA News on Twitter or like us on Facebook. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.